Good evening, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of the Newport Music Festival's 48th season. This program this evening is brought to you by WCRI. I'm your host, Mike Mano, and very happy to have with me the amazingly talented Mark Malkovich is here. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Michael. Good to be with you.
Nice to have you back again in the 48th season. And what's amazing is you've probably been to most of them, haven't you?
Mike, I've been to thousands of Newport Music Festival concerts. I mean, imagine in 2 years we'll have our 50th anniversary, and my dad took it over when it was in its seventh season.
Right. So you've probably been through 40. Let me see if I can figure this out. You've probably been through about 41 seasons.
You got it.
Because I know you're 42 years old, so you went when you were just a baby.
A mere child.
A mere child. Well, tonight we're going to talk about this festival, which is running July 8th through the 24th, and we'll kind of go through it a little bit, a day at a time, if you will, talk about the highlights and the artists, and a very, very exciting season as usual. And Mark, just a little bit of background on you, in case there are three people in our audience that haven't heard of you or the Newport Music Festival, let's cover the facts. And as you mentioned, started by your dad 41 years ago, and you took it over after his unfortunate, untimely passing about, what, how many years ago was that? About
it was 6 years
six
ago
years
already
ago,
now, in 2010, dad passed.
And since then, you've been doing a terrific job of keeping it going, keeping the fire lit, as they say.
Well, it's twofold, Mike. You know, one of the first things I knew that I had to do was keep the artistic standards high.
Right.
And I think we've done that. The second part is raising the money. Oh. And we've been able to do that. So, you know, we've kept beautiful music alive in Newport and for all Rhode Islanders.
Absolutely.
And New Englanders.
Yeah. People come from all over to come to the festival, and people come from all over the world to participate in the festival. And it's always amazing to me that you're able to get these people, where whatever country they're from, sometimes lots of countries I've never even heard of, and you've got artists coming from there.
This year, there are 117 artists participating from 17 countries.
Wow.
Including a young Polish soprano who won the Edelman competition. She'll make her first appearance in America.
Now, how do you find these people? I mean, I know you travel a lot, but do you go to Poland and actually listen to them?
somebody
give you a tip?
You know, all those things. But, you know, now you can watch these amazing international competitions online, Mike.
Well, there you go, right?
You don't have to leave your home, you know. Before, you'd have to go to Poland for the Chopin competition or Moscow for the Tchaikovsky competition. Now these are all streamed live. It's amazing.
So now you can just sit home in your PJs and pick these people out. There's an image for everybody if they're listening to the show. They can just imagine that. But the concerts always start off with a big event, right? And tell us about how it's all going to start.
Well, we try to have a theme every year, Mike, and usually, you know, it's easy to hang your hat on an anniversary of some kind of a composer. But this year, I felt there weren't, enough important anniversaries, and we hadn't done a series of Rachmaninoff since the 90s. So this year, we'll have a 10-concert series of music by Sergei Rachmaninoff, which is going to be very popular, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And you use lots of different venues, not only in Newport, but all around the area, to host these concerts. And it's not just one theater. It's many different venues. What is there? Probably a dozen different venues this year.
Plus one. We have 13 different venues in Newport and Jamestown and in Bristol, Rhode Island. But, you know, Mike, we're blessed to be able to use the famous Newport Mansions.
Oh,
the
absolutely.
Newport Music Festival, I don't think, would be the Newport Music Festival without concerts at the Breakers and the Elms and Rosecliff, and this year also at Chateau-sur-Mer.
It gives it a little mystique, doesn't it? It adds that flavor of just this timelessness of the music and the timelessness of the surroundings.
Well, these are the types of rooms for which chamber music was written, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chamber meaning room. Chamber music is room music, and these are some of the grandest rooms in all of America and the world.
Right. It's very different than performing in a large theater. You know, it wouldn't be the same if you were at PPAC in downtown Providence with 3,000 people out in the audience. It doesn't work that way.
PPAC is beautiful.
It is.
I would love to have concerts at PPAC, but I don't know if we could fill 3,000 seats.
Well, you probably could, but it gives a different feeling to the audience, was my point. So it's great when you're there attending these concerts. You can almost reach out. We don't want you to reach out and touch them, but touch the artist. But you're pretty close.
There's an intimacy in chamber music, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which you don't get in other concerts, whether it's classical music with a symphony or rock and roll. You know, you're part of the audience. You know, you're separated a little bit from the artists. Here at the festival, you're up close and personal. You can hear these people breathe. You can see them sweat under the hot lights, it's a magical experience.
All right, it all starts Friday, July 8th, correct?
Yes.
And that's going to be the opening night concert, or actually, there's something Friday morning? Is that how that's working?
Mike, we have concerts morning, afternoon, and evening throughout from July 8 to 24. So for 17 days, we pack 60 concerts into this festival, which is amazing. But our opening night will be on Friday, July 8th, and that's the Chamber Orchestra, A Far Cry out of Boston. And they'll be doing a program and joined by American pianist Bernadine Blaha and cellist Sergei Antonov, who will be performing a Mendelssohn concerto with them.
And they're back again. They've been a stalwart of the
They are stalwarts. You know, the Newport Music Festival is a resident artist-led festival where we have maybe 20 or so key people who are in residence, you know, in Newport for either a week or 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then we supplement them with new artists and maybe a group or two, an interesting group or two. But we get underway that Friday and then go right into Saturday with three concerts, including the American debut, Mike, of the Bogani Grand Piano.
I'm looking at a picture of it. It's pretty amazing looking.
It is amazing.
Isn't what you expect us when you look at a piano?
No. Instead of that third leg at the end, it's basically mounted on a pedestal, which I understand acts as sort of a harmonic resonator.
Okay.
And it's made of, modern materials, but also old school materials. So there's carbon fiber, there's aluminum, but there's also iron and wood in there.
And that's going to be on Saturday, July 9th?
Correct. Okay. And this is a piano which was conceived by the pianist Gergely Bogani, and it had been a dream of his for 10-plus years. And finally, it's become a reality, and this will be the American debut of this piano. So I'm really excited about
that. That's a big event. And then we continue on, and there's, I don't think we're going to have a chance to name all of the concerts. We'll try to get most of them in, though, but where do we go from there?
Well, Sunday morning we have Brahms concert, and then in the afternoon the Ecclesia Consort out of Rhode Island will perform Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil, which is one of his most beautiful works. The next evening on Monday night, we introduce the Vienna Piano Trio to Newport. This is their first time here, and they'll perform that Monday evening, the 11th, and then again on Tuesday, the 12th, that morning. And then that evening, we'll have the return of Ukrainian-American pianist Ina Falix, who will be performing just a fantastic program of Mozart, Brahms, Takamitsu, and Gaspard de la Nuit by Maurice Ravel, one of the most difficult works in all the repertoire.
Hmm. Well, we have a sample of her music, right? Why don't we listen to some of that now, then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Mark Malkovich and the Newport Music Festival.
Thank you.
Welcome back to our special program on the Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Mark Malkovich, talking about the wonderful concerts coming to Newport for their 48th season of the Newport Music Festival, July 8th through the 24th. And if you'd like information about the festival, all the things we've been talking about, you can see online at newportmusic.org. Or if you want to talk to a person, you can actually call phone number 401-849-0700, 849-0700, and get information about that. And Mark, can they buy tickets online, or do they have to do that at the box office on phone?
No, we have tickets online. You can call us. You could even fax us, I think.
There you go. Yeah. Some way, somehow, just get your tickets. And check it all out, because we're going to give you a lot of information tonight, and I'm sure you'll want to go back and say, well, who was that on what day? So you can find all that information out. We left off, I believe we left off talking about something that was happening on Tuesday, July 12th, and now let's pick it up from there.
Well, on July 13th, one of the most important events that day is the American debut, actually the North American debut, of Polish soprano Lucina Jarzebek, who won the third Otto Edelman competition. Otto Edelman and his sons were good friends of the Newport Music Festival. Otto Edelman was a famed basso.
Basso profundo.
Basso profundo, that you would know very well, Mike. And he sang at the Met for many, many years. But his sons made their first appearances in America at the Newport Music Festival back in the early 90s, I think. And Lucina has won this third competition, and she'll be in recital with pianist Gregorius Zemparis. Then the next morning, the Bogani piano makes its second appearance at the Elms, played upon by its creator, Gheorghe Bogani. And this will be an all Chopin morning. It'll just be spectacular. Many of your listeners will remember in 2010, Gheorghe came to Newport and played every single piece of Frédéric Chopin, 212 works in 10 concerts. By memory. I mean, it was a tour de force. So this is a very special artist, so we're happy to have him. Then we'll, that same day on the 14th, we'll introduce the American oboist Mary Lynch, who has family from Newport. In fact, her father and I went to the Portsmouth Abbey School together.
Oh.
And so it's wonderful.
Someone's coming home.
So it's wonderful to have Mary back with us. On Friday, July 15th, we have a sunrise concert at the Chinese Tea House. Now, Michael, this is sold out already. It's always limited seatings, but for some reason, this is the first concert always sold out. I think I'm on to something. It begins at 5:24 in the morning. And
but you'll be there, right?
Of course, I'll be there napping. And then we go right at into the Elms at 11 a.m. for a Debussy morning, which will be spectacular. Then we continue with the
Mark, there's an interesting picture of him sitting on the beach in Newport. That's
yes, yeah. Claude Debussy was at Second Beach.
Well, I didn't know that.
Not.
Oh, little inside story there.
Little inside joke.
All right, let's go on.
But then Friday on July 15th, we'll have two concerts going simultaneously. One, two of the greatest keyboard compositions of all time, Schumann's Fantasy and Liszt's Sonata, at the Breakers, with the pianist Gregorius Zemparis and Chad Bowles. But then at the same time at Rosecliff, we have our festival gala. That's on Friday, July 15th. And this raises important funds for the Newport Music Festival. Then we continue on Saturday morning, the 16th, with Morning Beethoven. And this year we have our first concerts ever at the National Museum of American Illustration. And they've been so gracious to open their doors to the festival, and we're grateful to them. But then we continue with the Rachmaninoff series, and I think we should listen to another piece of music now. Rachmaninoff wrote a piano sonata in B-flat minor, and we'll listen to the last movement, the Allegro Molto of that sonata, played again by Ina Falix. This is Sergei Rachmaninoff's piano sonata number 2 in B-flat minor, the Allegro Molto.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to our special program on the Newport Music Festival Concert Series, Chamber Concert Series coming up. And with me is Mark Malkovich. I'm Mike Mano. And we've been kind of running through the days of all the endless amount of talent that's coming in. And Mark, I think we left off on July 16th.
Mike, I think we could do 10 shows.
We could do 10 shows.
Just so talking about the 60 concerts have through July 24th.
And this isn't even giving you credit for the fact that you're going to be at all of them.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
What do you think I work for all year long? This is my payoff, you know, seeing all this great music and these great artists and all the energy that the festival creates. And it's really fun. And that's what we try to do. So on that Saturday, the 16th, that evening is our opera night, which is one of our most popular concerts. Then into Sunday, we begin our morning Mozart series. And this year we have three morning Mozarts, one of them actually at Blythewald Mansion in Bristol, Rhode Island. On the 17th also, we have a concert called Professional Amateurs. And these are accomplished amateur musicians, many of whom who've been to competitions all over the world, including the Van Cliburn competition for amateurs. And they'll be at the Elms at 6 p.m. Then on that Sunday evening, we invite Theater Street Productions to the festival, and they'll be doing a concert entitled Glitter and Gold. And these are operatic jewels of the Gilded Age, including, you know, vocal arias by Verdi and Puccini and Saint-Saëns and Offenbach. And they'll be in costumes, so that'll be an interesting evening at the Breakers at 8 p.m. Then we start the second week of the festival on Monday, July 18th, with a Chopin morning at the Elms. Then again, at the same time, we have a concert going on at the Blythewald Mansion, the Mozart, as I told you. We continue the Rachmaninoff series. This year we have 10 concerts, Mike, of Rachmaninoff. And then that Monday evening, Mike, the festival will collaborate with the Samaritans of Rhode Island with a special evening of music and contemplation. We're calling it Bridge to Hope Harmonic Convergence. And this will bring awareness about the Samaritans of Rhode Island and their special programs. Then continuing that week on Tuesday, July 19th, we're back at Blythewald Mansion, Chopin at Blythewald, and then we have a few concerts this year at Newport Art Museum, which is air-conditioned, the Germanic Romantics on the 19th, and then Beethoven at the Breakers on that Tuesday, the 19th, including Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3, in C minor, which is transcribed for two pianos, and will also be celebrating the 60th birthday of one of the festival's special artists, Tim Carey, the English pianist.
Oh, nice birthday party there.
I think we should do something special.
All right. I think, yeah. We'll
are you available?
Maybe
Mike?
I could come down and bring a cake, and I'll sing happy birthday.
That would be great. We'll continue then. The festival continues its morning Mozart series, and we'll have a pre-concert talk on Wednesday, July 20th, with classical radio host Larry King.
Our very own.
A friend of yours.
Absolutely.
And mine.
Been on this station and previous station, WCRB out of Boston, for many years, so Larry will be there. That'll be very nice.
It'll be wonderful, and we continue then at Newport Art Museum on the 20th, and we have Brahms cello sonatas at Redwood Library with the Italian cellist Luigi Piovano. That'll be wonderful. And then on Wednesday evening, we'll have a wind concert, which is entitled Summer Breezes, and this features both a harpist and a trombonist, the harpist Colleen Marie Orliac, and the trombonist is Achilles Liarmakopoulos, which is a mouthful.
I was going to say, I don't want to have to spell it.
He's the trombonist of the Canadian Brass and such an accomplished person, but there's a flutist who's also part of this concert and the following one on Thursday morning, the 21st. Mm-hmm. Göran Markusson, who from Sweden, has been part of the festival's family of artists for almost 20 years. I think it's his 19th season. And he is one of the great flutists in the entire world. And we have some music by Göran Markusson performing works by Hugo Alfvén and Wilhelm Pettersson Berger. And the first one is the Herdsmaiden's Dance.
Beautiful music. music listening to the flute, or always a controversy. I always ask people, is it a flutist or a flautist?
I think both are equally acceptable.
Okay, good. We'll stick with that then. We won't get into the controversy. Let's continue down our days. We're wrapping up here. And where did we leave off? The summer winds, I believe.
We're just rolling towards the end of the festival here, those last few days. And, you know, we're still have, oh, gosh, I'd say 20 concerts left. That summer winds that morning at the Elms will feature the bassoon and clarinet and French horn, piano, oboe, harp, flute, and trombone. So it'll be a real summer wind program. But there's also a group, they call themselves Latitude 41, because they all met at the Newport Music Festival and they've created their own piano trio and they travel the world. And this is pianist Bernardine Blaha, violinist Livia Sohn, and the cellist Luigi Piovano. This is Livia Sohn's 20th anniversary at the Newport Music Festival. She is just a remarkable artist, and they'll be performing at St. Columba's Parish Hall, which is in Middletown on
that's a great room for music.
Thursday, July 21st. It is, Mike. And it's our first time there, and we thank St. Columba's for being so welcoming to us. That evening on Thursday, Richard Glaser, the American pianist, is doing a concert we're entitling Love Is Here to Stay, featuring Gershwin songs, and we're bringing two vocalists, Michael Andrew and Michelle Knight, and they'll be at the Breakers that evening at 8 p.m. performing Gershwin. Then Friday, we have a French concert in the morning at the Elms, Bon Matin, a Schubert afternoon, again at St. Columba's, and then at 7 p.m., one of my favorite pianists of all time, Agustin Onieves, or Gus Onieves, he'll be performing his most favorite Chopin, which includes some nocturnes, the Fantasy Impromptu, and the Polonaise Fantasy. And following that is a post-concert wine tasting.
Oh, so that's why you're excited about his concert.
Yes. Yeah. That's at 8 o'clock, and then we go right into 9 o'clock with a two-piano extravaganza with some of the great festival pianists doing two piano works by Tchaikovsky and Rachmaninoff and Lutoslavsky and Moscheles. So that should be a fun evening. Then that last weekend, Saturday the 23rd, we're wrapping up the Rachmaninoff series. And this is again at the National Museum of American Illustration. And then Latitude 41 will be at the Redwood Library, another perfect chamber music room. And then we're back at St. Columba's Hall with Jeffrey Beagle, the American pianist. But that evening, on Saturday, July 23rd, Richard Glaser comes back and does his PBS show, which I think is the highest rated classical show on PBS, from Broadway to Hollywood, live.
Wow.
And this
a lot of great
is
music in there.
This is some great movie music from both Hollywood and also from some of the stage plays, you know, on Broadway.
But My Fair Lady and a lot of stuff included.
Auntie
in there.
Mame, yeah. And he'll be doing the theme from Vertigo and So in Love from Kiss Me, Kate. And
sounds
but
great.
We're going to leave, I think, at the end, we're going to have the Saber Dance by Kachaturian.
Okay.
And that should be a great ender to this show. Mike, we end the festival on Sunday, July 24th with the Rachmaninoff series. And then Michael Endres will be at the Redwood Library with Schubert Impromptus. But we close the festival with two amazing works, one by Dohnányi, the piano quintet, and the other the Suite for Cello and Jazz Piano Trio by Claude Bolling. and that's at the Breakers at 8 p.m. But I would just like to take this opportunity to thank all the festival sponsors, both corporate and individual, and especially Yamaha Pianos for providing all the instruments. This year is the 30th season of Yamaha's involvement with the Newport Music Festival since 1987, so we're very thankful for that.
Couldn't do it without them.
No, not at all. And I'd like to tell your viewers about the new festival app, and you can download this on both your Apple device and your Android device.
Oh, I'll put it on my Android device.
Search for Newport Music.
Okay.
And there are lots of fun things in there. The complete schedule, there are audio samples, you can order tickets, and even donate money, Mike.
That would be a great thing to do. And for those of you that might not have one of those devices and you want to do it the old-fashioned way, if you look for information, you can call the box office at 401-849-0700 or newportmusic.org. Mark, thank you so much for coming in and bringing your music to the area. It's an unbelievable task, but you seem to be up for it. Every year gets bigger and better.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be with you.
Be there at the Newport's Music Festival's 48th annual event.